Hey friends, Sean from SGTReport.tv and SGTReport.com here with a very exciting emergency update. Holy cow, guys, sometimes things don't blow up the way you expect them to. Case in point, World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 on 9/11, and in this case, maybe the bullion banks. This is an incredibly important update, and stay tuned because tonight when the markets open at 6 p.m. Central, I'm going to have Bix Weir on, and we're going to record a session as we watch whatever happens with these silver prices. Stay tuned for that. Before we begin this emergency update, though, just a quick word about this video sponsor. With a new administration in Washington, it might be time to look at Noble Gold's security option. Yes, security. It's like damp-proofing. But it keeps the government from your savings, like damp-proofing your basement floors. How? By using gold and silver in your own IRA. You insulate it from the markets. If anything bad happens, you're safe and dry. Market crash, market volatility, COVID worries, you'll be fine. Remember, if you want to play it safe and protect your investments, take out a gold IRA this month, and Noble Gold will gift a stunning solid silver 5-ounce Apollo 11 commemorative coin from the U.S. Mint. It's quite something. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments. This is such incredible information, especially for those who believe in the global insurrection against banker occupation, which is what Max Keiser coined this thing more than a decade ago. He's been saying it ever since. Friends, what's going on with this Robin Hood story is so incredibly important. These demons on Wall Street are being laid bare for who they are. We can see exactly what they do, how they behave. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's the way they operate. And then they get their SEC buddies to come in and rig the game even more when they find themselves on the losing end of a bet. Friends, I can't tell you how exciting this is. I want to show you something. I mentioned Max Keiser. Well, guess what? We were ahead of the curve on this thing by 10 years. What's going on right now with the Redditors, God bless them. They've got the power of the internet, the power of the collective, the power of the hive mind. They're coming together using their resources to now come after silver, the most manipulated market in the history of the world, the silver market manipulated by big giant banks like JP Morgan, Deutsche Bank, HSBC. And now the Redditors are turning against these banks and against the silver market. But I want to show you something. We tried this 10 years ago and it didn't work, but I think it might work now. Here's my video. I had to dig this up using Bing because, of course, my YouTube channels have been terminated, but I was able to find it reposted by somebody else here. Modern Day Hunt Brothers, Crash JP Morgan, Buy Physical Silver. This is December 2nd, 2010. I will play part of this now, and then I'm going to show you some incredible current news, and then I'll play the rest later.
In 1973, the wealthy Hunt family of Texas decided to buy precious metals as a hedge against inflation. The Hunts recognized the dangers of Nixon's decision at Rothschild agent Henry Kissinger's urging to close the gold window. The Hunts believed in hard money, and since the Hunts were billionaires, and at the time owning gold was illegal for Americans, the Hunts turned their attention to the common man's metal, silver, which didn't sit well with the central bankers who owned the printing press. The Hunts were targeted and made to pay for their folly and eventually lost most of their fortune. Flash forward today, fiat paper still rules, and the Fed's QE2 promises to destroy what remains of confidence in our dollar. And like the Hunt brothers, people around the world are waking up to the dangers of a fiat system. Like the Hunt brothers, we are advocates of hard money, constitutional money, but unlike the Hunts, we will not be defeated, and we will not stand down.
We are united.
We stand together.
I own physical silver.
I own physical silver.
Physical silver.
I own physical silver.
I own physical silver.
I own physical silver.
I own physical.
We have identified the criminal banker's Achilles heel, and it's physical silver.
We stand together.
We stand together.
We all stand together.
Against the criminal banks.
So every time you knock the price down, we're going to buy more.
I'm going to pause it there. Every time you knock the price down, we're going to buy more. And that's exactly what's happening right now, friends, with the Redditors. I want to share this with you. Everyone is afraid ahead of the open today on Sunday, the 31st of January. Reddit Raiders spark nationwide physical silver shortage. We'll dig into that article further in a second, but let me show you this. SD Bullion, the source I use to buy physical silver and gold. Update, due to unprecedented silver demand, SD Bullion is unable to accept any additional orders until the market opens Sunday evening. You think they're alone? Here's APMEX. Due to unprecedented demand on physical silver products, we are unable to accept any additional orders on a large number of products until global markets open Sunday evening. Is it any better on eBay? No. Bullion exchanges and other exchanges on eBay that I trust and have used are now selling tubes of 20 Silver Eagles for $878. Friends, that's about $45 an ounce. And we'll come back to the Zero Hedge article. This is such incredibly important news because no matter what happens, the bankers are exposed. The Wall Street criminals are exposed. They're trying to prevent people from buying GameStop stock to save their hedge fund buddies who are underwater to the tune of many billions of dollars. But it's like the emperor who wears no clothes, right? We can all see it now. These people are so hopelessly corrupt, and we the people, if we stand together, can take it back. We the people can end this criminal system. Global insurrection against banker occupation. 2010, buy silver, crash JP Morgan. Everyone is afraid ahead of the open. My friend Tyler Wall, the CEO of SD Bullion. SD Bullion being the premier sponsor of SGTReport.com for many years now. Tyler writes the following. For background on just how unprecedented this weekend's action in silver is, in the 24 hours preceding Friday market close, SD Bullion sold nearly 10 times the number of silver ounces that we normally would sell in an entire weekend leading to Sunday market open. Friends, that's Redditors and people like SGT Report listeners who know that silver is the most manipulated commodity in the history of the world and is priced many, many, many times below where it should be priced if it traded on a free market. Tyler writes, in a normal market, we can normally find at least one supplier or source willing to sell some ounces over the weekend. If we exceed our long position, the number of ounces we predict will sell over the weekend. However, everyone we talk to is afraid of a gap up on Sunday night market open. Friends, when the overseas markets open this evening, the gap up will be the price. Let's take a look at what the price is right now. $27.15. It was up $1.14 at market close on Friday. When this thing opens overseas Sunday night, it may open up $1, $2, $5, $10. Nobody knows. And that's why these dealers are afraid to sell right now. They already know that silver is far cheaper than it ought to be. But now with Redditors piling in and focusing on the silver market, just like they focused on GameStop, this is a game changer. And whereas in 2010, our buy silver crash JP Morgan did not go viral enough, it did, by the way, drive the price to $50. But then the bankers used paper like they always do, and they drove the price down in subsequent years, back down to the teens. And now it's bounced back at 27. Very, very exciting times to see where it may go tonight. Quoth the Raven on Twitter, which I can't read on Twitter. Thank you so much, Jack Dorsey, you piece of shit. Quoth the Raven says, the thing is that no matter what happens with hashtag silver squeeze, a lot of younger people are for the first time informing themselves that metals are the only true real money. That realization sticks for life, even when squeezes end. This is a red pill moment for many, and it's beautiful. Friends, as we round out this update, I want to go back to that video, Modern Day Hunt Brothers, that I put together in 2010, and remind you that one thing is certain. Fiat currencies across the globe are all going to zero when priced in Bitcoin, and probably when priced in silver and gold, if we're able to break the backs of these Wall Street manipulators. God bless you guys, God bless your families, and God bless the Republic of the United States of America. Here's the rest of Modern Day Hunt Brothers.
We stand together.
As the world awakens to the criminality of this fiat debt-based system, we stand at the ready, helping to educate our brothers as they emerge from their long hypnomadic slumber. And though the criminal banks continue to win occasional battles, they are losing the war.
30 ounces of silver.
1,000 ounces of silver, and the big banks aren't even going to get half an ounce of it.
215 ounces of physical silver.
35 ounces.
300 ounces of silver.
5 ounces.
500 ounces.
of physical silver.
These same banks, who once had the power to bring down the Hunt brothers, cannot bring down thousands and thousands of us standing shoulder to shoulder, backed by knowledge, backed by physical.
There's billions of people out there just like me.
Against the criminal bankers.
We stand united against the criminal banks.
Against the elitists.
We will not give in. We will fight.
Your corruption has been revealed, and your criminality can no longer hide in the shadows. The weak, immoral men behind the curtain now have a very, very big problem. Humanity hungers for liberty. This is our time, and we are backed by physical silver.
We are.
We are.
We are.
We are.
The modern day Hunt brothers.
The modern day Hunt brothers.
The modern day Hunt brothers.
We are the modern day Hunt brothers.
Buy physical silver and bring down the criminal banks.
Take that, Mr. J.P. Morgan.
We stand together.
We stand united.
We will not give in.
Got physical?
God bless you guys. We stand together. We stand united. Got physical?
They co-opted foreign banks who owned these empty boxes, who went through tremendous pain and suffering. And they are also now caught in front-running every single trade on the New York Stock Exchange with this high-frequency trading scandal. They're literally stealing $100 million a day. Goldman Sachs is stealing every day on the floor of the exchange. They should be in The Hague. They should be taken up on financial terrorism charges. And they should all be thrown in jail.
Friends, just a quick word from a sponsor. Now, if you're looking to future-proof your retirement savings and other investments, Noble Gold has the perfect asset for you. A four-coin set of the rare, solid 24-karat gold Augustus St. Gaudens Lady Liberty with her torch. These $5, $10, $25, and $50 coins are bullion-grade proofs authenticated by the U.S. Mint. They're changing the current American Eagle design, so they're not making any more. There are just 20 sets around, so it's first come, first serve. There's also a mystery surprise extra coin as a holiday gift with each set. Discover more and call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That's the Noble Gold Holiday Thank You Offer at 877-646-5347.